Hello. Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiera. How may I help you?
Oh yes. So you're returning my call, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. And you are calling from where?
This is customer support. Did you leave your number for us to call you
Yes,
back?
I did. I did. I just want to know your company name.
We service over thousands of companies for I'm sorry, different companies for thousands of products. So I wouldn't know what company you are calling for until I look at your account.
Okay, sure. Okay. I'm going to my computer now
May I have your
to
zip
get the.
code?
Yes, it's 04401.
04401.
Correct.
Thank
It's
you.
in Maine.
May I have your first and last name?
Actually, this was done under my wife's name, and I'm just calling to help her
Okay,
out.
that's fine.
Yeah, so it's Irene, Irene, and her last name is Wolheiser, Wool, Hiser, and my name is Ron, and I'm her husband.
Okay, let me put in your phone number, and if it doesn't find an account with your phone number, then I'll have to ask you to spell that for me. Give me one moment.
Sure. My love. Okay. Tell me when you're ready.
Okay, may I have her phone number?
Yes. It's 207-356-5894. Now that's her cell phone. You're calling me on a different number.
Yes, sir, I see. Okay, I
Yes.
found her. Can you please verify the address for me?
19 Midway Lane, Glenburn, Maine, 04401 hyphen 1459.
Thank you. Give me one moment.
Sure.
I'm still here. Just give me a moment. My system is going a little slow today.
Sure. What is your first name?
My name is Kiera.
Okay. Could you spell it for me?
Kiera.
Okay. Irene, what was the product you were supposed to get? What was Crock-Pot, okay. Yes. Customer service. What ring?
It might have been a stock pot.
Stock pot?
Or soup pot.
Soup pot, okay. You still there, Kiara?
Yes, I'm still here, sir.
So you're what, are you working on this, or what's happening?
I'm waiting for your account to pull up. Like I said, the system is a little slow today.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, can I talk to you about it while you're waiting on it to come up?
Yes, sir. You may can. I'm sorry. You
okay,
sure can.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. The deal is that I guess my wife did or received an email, and if apparently there was a survey, and then she was told if she paid for the shipping for this product, which was apparently a soup pot or a crock pot, if she paid for the shipping, she would get the product for free. Now, we believe the shipping was $5.74, which was charged on the 3rd, December 3rd, to our account. But then, on December 8th, yesterday, she got a charge from the same company, which is called Affordable Electronics. She got a charge for $67.32, and for no reason. Okay. And the name of the company is not spelled like you would think. It's Affordable Electronic with no S on the end. So it sounds like a foreign company that doesn't know how to spell affordable.
Okay, I have the account pulled up, and no, she did not pay shipping and handling for the Crusette. She entered to a sweepstakes for a chance to win the Crusette. And it said in the terms and conditions that if she did not win, she would be charged monthly. And she also will receive a $125 voucher gift card to the online direct savings store.
Oh, let me tell my wife.
Okay.
So, Irene, I should have had the speakerphone on. I'm sorry I didn't. But could you repeat that so she can hear it?
Okay.
Entry.
You didn't pay shipping and handling for the Crusette. You enter into a sweepstakes for a chance to win the Crusette. And they said in the terms and conditions that if you did not cancel, you would be charged monthly.
Okay. Well, then that's not something that she understood. So we want to cancel everything. Okay. Because she did not understand it that way. And so we want to be reimbursed the $5.74 and the $67.32.
Okay.
Because she's not interested in any of that. She thought that she would just pay for shipping and then get this product for free. So she did not understand how this all worked. So we really need to have our money back.
Okay, give me one moment while I cancel that account for you.
Sure.
And what charge are you wanting to refund for?
Well, we need it all. I mean, there's two different charges. One is $5.74, and the other is $67.32.
Okay, I cannot refund you that $5.74. That is a valid charge. She entered to the sweepstakes to win. But as a courtesy, I can offer you a 35% refund for that $67.32.
Oh, I need it all. Need it all. We need all the money back because this is not something that she understood she was getting involved with. So we need the entire refund of both charges.
Okay, sir. Like I've said, I cannot refund you that $574. That is a valid charge. She entered to win she entered for a chance to win the sweepstakes. If I give her the money back, it's not fair to the other people who've also entered to win. So I cannot refund you that. And the best I can do for that $67.32 is 50%, sir. That's the best I can do.
Well, it was 30%. Now it's 50%. Now I need it to be 100%.
No, at first it was 35%. The best I can do is 50% now, sir. That's the best I can do.
You know what? This is not a fair company that you have here. Because any company that charges you for something and you're not satisfied, any legitimate company would give you your money back, all of it. And I need it all back. We don't have much money here. We don't have money to waste like this. So we need to have the entire amount refunded.
The best I can do is 50%, sir. And if you don't want the 35% or the 50%, I was just going to have to cancel the account for you, and you would not be refunded anything.
So you're running an illegal operation, I see.
Would you like that 50% refund, sir?
Absolutely.
Okay, give me one moment.
You hear all that, Irene? So that's what you get into when you start, when you deal with people that aren't legitimate people, aren't legitimate companies. She said it was in the fine print, in the terms and conditions, which I'm sure you didn't read. What? You did read it, and it was not in there. Okay. Well, anyway, she claims it is. And she's only going to give us 50% back of the $67. And she won't give us anything back of the $574. So that's our money wasted because of an illegitimate company. She's arranging to give us 50% back of the $67.32. Yeah. Well, that's a good question. The 574, I think, was to enter you into the drawing. So we'll find out about that when she gets back to me.
Okay, that account was canceled, so you will not be charged anymore in the future. And I have refunded you $33.66. That should be back into your account 3 to 5 business days, depending on your bank, probably more, probably less. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Yes. So is she still entered into that sweepstakes because of the $5.74?
It said in the terms and conditions that if she did not win, she would be charged. And she was charged $67.32. So apparently, no, she is not entered in it anymore. You just told me to cancel the account. If I would have left the account open, it would have charged you guys $67.32. And every time she was charged, it would increase her chances of winning. So unfortunately,
so
she
was
not
supposed to be charged multiple times the same amount. Is that right?
Monthly, $67.32. They charged you on December 8th. Your next charge probably would have been January 8th, February 8th, and March 8th until you canceled the account.
Wow. So now there's going to be no more charges since you canceled the account, right?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
Are you still sending us that soup pot?
I'm sorry?
Well, we were supposed to get a soup pot or a crock pot sent to us in this whole deal here.
I don't see anything on that account about that. Is that what she paid the shipping and handling for? What she thought she did? Okay, no, the Crusette?
Yes. That's Crusette,
like
right, Rain?
Like I said, she entered to win the Crusette. She did not win, sir.
So is that all she's would be winning is just the Crusette?
Yes, sir.
And so she would be, she could be paying for 4 months, the $67.32 per month. And then if she did win, all she would win is the Crusette.
Yes, sir. But she could have called in any time and canceled the account, and she would have never been charged in the future for $67.32.
Okay, Irene, you had a question? They're charging it for your chance to win. Yeah, and they're doing it every month for 4 months. And you just to get a chance to win. And that's it. So what was the $5.74 for?
She paid that to enter into the sweepstakes.
That was to enter the sweepstakes. Okay.
They did a drawing, and she didn't win. So it said in the terms and conditions that if you do not win and if you do not cancel the account, which she didn't, you will be charged $67.32.
Okay. And then that's supposed to increase her chances to win. Is that
it? Yes, sir. That is correct.
And then every time she gets charged that, you get an even better chance to win. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm certainly not happy with this whole thing at all. You know, we don't have money to throw away like that.
Yes, sir. I understand.
And you know, we... she thought she was paying for shipping. So where did that come into it?
I don't know, sir. Like I said, she entered to win it. So
she thought she was paying for shipping when in fact she was paying the $5.74. She was paying
chance.
To enter.
To get her name drawn. Mm-hmm, to enter it, yes.
To enter into the sweepstakes. So it had nothing to do with shipping.
That is correct.
And if she did win, all she would win is a soup pot.
Yes.
And so you conceivably could spend, it's roughly $70 four times. So roughly $280 you could end up spending, and which is far more than the cost of a soup pot, and you could still not win, correct?
Yes, sir. And you also will receive a $125 voucher gift card to their online direct savings store.
Okay. And all right. That's only if you win, though. Is that correct?
No, sir. That's the reason they're charging her the $67.32 is because she did not cancel and she did not win, and it will increase her chances of her name getting drawn. And with that, she will receive a $125 voucher gift card to purchase things at a discounted price to their online web store.
I see. But are we going to get that voucher now?
You should have got it. You will only receive one because I've canceled the account like you told me to. You will not receive one for next month. But have you checked your email, or have she checked her email for any type of, you know?
For the voucher? Is that it?
Yes, sir. Or any type of, you know, regarding anything as far as that. I don't know because I have not done one of these. So I'm just customer support.
Okay, so she should check her email to see if there's any voucher in there or any
communication. Anything. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's correct.
Okay, she said that she checked her email and there was nothing.
Okay, well,
Okay, so, all right. I know you're doing your job, Kiara, and apparently you don't have any control over any of this. You just have the information. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
And so I can't fault you. You did give us the $33.56 back.
And I canceled the account.
And you canceled the account, so you did your job. And so I'm not angry at you, but I am angry at the company and what they're doing, because it's just unbelievable. A soup pot, you probably can get it for $20 in a store somewhere. And you conceivably, you know, this company is conceivably, you know, charging, you say, 4/7 is 28, $280 for a chance to win, and you could possibly never win it and most likely never win it, and it's just a soup pot. See my point? You see my point, how illegitimate this whole thing is? Do you understand what I'm saying, Kiara?
Yes, sir, I understand.
It's just unbelievable. All right. I don't know what else we can say. Is there any way that I can talk to somebody about elevating this to somebody who has decision power, who could give us the rest of the money back? Is there anyone I could talk to?
No, sir.
Wow. Okay, Kiara. Thank you for doing what you did, okay?
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Same to you. Bye.